Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Welcome all to FSHD Straight Talk. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach. Thanks for being here on another great episode as we keep continuing the new path of the podcast. So excited to bring another episode to you today. So lot in store, great guests on the horizon here. But before we get to that and who that's going to be today, a little segment here, a little spot I want to kind of plug is the Feeling Fit with FSHD. This is a remarkable group to be a part of. I really implore you all in the FSHD Society, FSHD community world to be a part of this. You can check it all out on their schedule here at FSHDSociety.org. It is something where it helps you stay physically fit, stay more active the best you possibly can in the situation you are. I'm talking about running marathons. I'm not talking about maybe doing the things if you're someone like myself who got diagnosed in their 40s and you were playing sports and now those things have changed. They're going to change. Change is just how it is. And we are great master adapters. I think Feeling Fit with FSHD is going to be able to do that. So Feeling Fit with FSHD is for people living with FSHD. I think it's also, too, though, for the caregivers and people working out with those with the disease. They meet every second and fourth Thursday of every month, 12 p.m., Eastern. Check out all the local updates and things on it. And that kind of leads me then to what you're going to have today. Today, I want you to listen to this phenomenal guest we have coming up, Lonwabo Anene from South Africa. He is definitely been a part of the Feeling Fit with FSHD, hence the plug and the connection, but also talks about his FSHD story, uplifting, inspirational. I think you're really going to enjoy it as long as you can kind of tune in here and listen. And I really want you to key in on his attitude towards things. I really want you to key in on his positive attitude and not Pollyanna positive. He's not saying things are ignored, how difficult they are, but how can you adapt? Maybe he's not in the same stage of the disease as you are, but I don't want that to lead to negativity. I want to have that lead to inspiration. So I implore you to do that as you listen to this phenomenal episode here on FSHD Straight Talk. So let's get right to it. Welcome all to FSHD Straight Talk. It is the podcast where we talk about the people within the community that either have FSHD, maybe it's family members that are helping support those that have it. We do, of course, venture into the world of the science and so forth, and we'll have those guests on too. But this is really about the people involved directly with FSHD, impacting their lives on a day-to-day basis. And how do they overcome? How do they work through the struggles and continue on their path of life regardless? And one of those people is sitting with us today. And he's from South Africa. He's been on Feeling Fit with FSHD. I think I got that right. He's Lonwabo Anene from South Africa. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's good, Tim? It's really great to be here.
It's great to see you. Now, Real quick, you told me before we hit record, the meaning of your first and last name.
Yes.
What does that mean?
In South Africa, our names have a lot of meaning. Lonwabo means happiness. And Nene means gentleman. So you put those two and two together, literally means happy gentleman. Even with everything that I've gone through, I always try to remember the meanings of my names, and I try to live by them every single day of my life. Yeah. Wow. Try to be happy even through the circumstances.
I am. Yeah, that's great for everyone to remember, right? I think that maybe we should all take a moment and look up what our names mean to help us out ourselves. Hopefully it's something positive. I don't think my last name means much of anything. I know my first name, I think it means honor God. I think that's what Timothy is about. But the point is finding the meaning, right? Working through things. And if the inspiration comes from your own name or if it comes from other people that have an awesome name like yourself, influence all, then that's what we want to do. So I watched the videos. I think so many have feeling fit with FSHD. But before we get to that point, you have FSHD. Tell us on that FSHD story, that journey through your diagnosis and so forth.
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up quite an active individual, and I've always wanted to compete and keep up with the other peers. However, right about when I was in, right about when puberty was about to hit, I started noticing whenever we were doing, we call them PT in South Africa. So I think that is gym class in high school, primary school.
That's right.
I started noticing whenever I was doing push-ups, particularly push-ups, whenever I was doing pressing movements, hey, I felt a bit weak on my right side, you know. And when I was starting to walk, I had a bit of a limp. And the limp became pretty severe to the point where people actually thought I was trying to look cool, you know. They call me Tupac, or, you know, they call me all these like hip-hop names. And I had no clue exactly what was going on, but I knew something wasn't right because my right shoe was, there was a bit more space to it than my left shoe. I noticed whenever I was wearing my school pants, the right side was a bit looser. And then, but that was when I was 13. Then round about when I started high school, I really had dreams of, you know, becoming a sportsman. But then things started to become a bit more apparent that, there might be a bit of weakness going on here. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of take a bit of time and assess that. So luckily for me, I have a very supportive family structure. And they went through with me through all the phases. And we still hadn't known. We couldn't find the right doctors and physicians to actually look after, to get to look at my condition. And then right about when I was 16 years of age, I actually went to a doctor who literally, when I first walked into his office, asked me a bit of my history, what you're feeling. And he said, okay, why don't you go and step against that wall and put your arms out and push against it. Push against the resistance. And I remember specifically my mom was standing behind me, and she just broke down in tears because for the first time she could see what I was feeling all of these years of my life. And what she was seeing is essentially was the protruding scapula out of my right side. And that horrified her because she didn't know whether this was a tumor or this was something that was quite, you know. But I had not seen it, so I was like, what's going on? You know, why is everyone you know,
why is everybody freaking out, right? It's just you.
I feel all right. It feels loose, as I did explain to the doctor. It feels loose. The specific words that I told the doctor, and I wrote about this very recently, I told him, I feel loose on my right side, but at the same time, my right side feels tight. So that was kind of like, oh, no. And then he went to me and said, no, but that's not possible. You can't feel loose and tight at the same time. So I had not discovered the accurate vocabulary to express the actual symptoms that I was feeling back then. And so a biopsy was done, and the results came back for FSHD. And that was the first time I'd ever heard the word FSHD. Did my own research. Obviously, my family got contacted, and my symptoms did seem to be getting worse right about that time when I was 16, 17 years of age, because my knee was also starting to become the cartilage within my knees. My right hip was also beginning to feel weakened. But yeah, for sure, that's kind of the actual origins of the FSHD within my life.
Now, does anybody else have it in your family that you know of?
No, nobody in my family has been diagnosed with it. However, my eldest sister, during the recent years, she's married now. She has her own kid, has her own family. She has experienced a bit of weakness within her right shoulder as well. And she is 34 this year, and that occurred about 5 years ago. So she kind of had that late onset, I believe. But we're not really sure what it is. But we did do the genetic testing when those came out, the genetic kits. And she was in the clear as well. So again, it's just one of those things where we're not really certain how the gene gets expressed.
Right.
Or it could be of another form or mutation that we're not really certain about.
Yeah, that's a whole nother, you know, side
journey
there. And you have to go, oh man, then the science of it and how it manifests itself and how it affects us differently. Because if someone would just look at you in the seated position you're in now, you look like an athletic guy. I'm like, hey man, like I don't know, like maybe I'm throwing you a football, or you know, maybe we're I'm not a soccer guy, but like maybe we're like running on the field a little bit, and I'm giving you a little kick, you know, a little ball action there. You're playing a little bit. I don't know. You just look like the guy that's like get up and just get going.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off there.
No,
That's the
no.
thing. I kind of call myself a walking dichotomy in that sense, because I look strong, but I'm pretty weak in a lot of movements. So when you actually think about it, somebody who is my size, as you say, my height, by the way, is about 5'6". So I am a bit compact in that sense. I'm strong with a few movements, but that is only I'm strong now, passed through all the rehabilitation that I've had to go through all the years. So it's almost been about 7, 8 years of rehabilitation that if I had not gone through that rigorously, I probably would not be in the position that I am right now at all. So I do call myself, it is a bit weird when people see me, hey man, you probably bench about maybe 405 or something like that because you look strong. And I'm like, dude, if only you knew, I can barely do 10 push-ups in a row, you know? But I do the certain movements. I'm not in the gym to get big as everybody else. I'm just in the gym to carry on improving my quality of life. That's it.
Yeah, it's more that simple way, but I get it, right? And I get actually the same comment because my shoulders are relatively broad, and then people just assume I can lift things or help them carry a couch out of the house. I'm like, I'm like, I can lift it up, but I'm not walking it anywhere with you. Like, there's no way, like,
Sure.
legs will not be able to hold the balance and all that of extra weight. And it kind of blows their mind. They're not trying to understand. They think I'm trying to get out of work, really, really what they're is what they're thinking. Yeah. So, and maybe that's partly true. No, just kidding. So, you talked about being on that rehab journey. So, are we talking like physical therapy, those kind of movements?
For sure. Physical therapy. One of the main reasons why we actually left, I'm in Port Elizabeth right now. I grew up in East London. One of the reasons why we left East London was for better healthcare options. The main reasons why, you know, whenever somebody asks me, hey man, why did you leave East London? Such a nice place, you know, I just tell them for better options. Maybe they think it's for work. That's true. But the biggest reason was for better healthcare options. And when I arrived here, I met a biokineticist by the name of Damien Zealand, a really great guy who really set me on the path of treatment, I would say, of really looking at it through the lens of not just getting stronger, but of also preventing any more knock-on effects that may occur. Because he assessed me, I've got a foot drop whenever I walked, and he said, well, the foot drop is the result of all these other symptoms and what is going on above your body as well. And my face as well was facial weaknesses. The address the serratus anterior gave me exercises for that. I mean, it's such a whole list of movements that I've still got right up on my bedroom wall right now that I do every single day,
Every day.
because those are the sort of movements that allow me to carry on actually just living life.
Now, are some of those movements is what you shared with the Feeling Fit sessions that you did?
It's a lot of it's a lot of low impact movements, so resistance bands. We are talking about movements that help address the shoulder girdle, the weakness within the shoulder girdle itself. So scapular protraction and retraction are really helping out with that. I also had a very bad internally rotated shoulder, so also movements that help with the supination of your arms. Another thing as well, also just the chest and back and a hip girdle as well. I had two sessions within the Feeling Fit sessions. The first sessions kind of addressed the shoulder girdle, the face, and the nerve flossings. And then the second sessions I kind of focused on the lower body, where I did the hip girdle movements as well. And that was pretty fun and very interesting to share with the community itself, because for the first time, I was able to tell people about the things that have helped me not to cure FSHD, but to manage the situation. And with actually being proactive, I started to realize actually this can be done.
Now, did you make up the exercises yourself, or was this all through PT? Is your background in physical therapy?
No, my background itself is not in physical therapy. As I said, I did meet the biokineticist, Damien. So a lot of the movements from there are from him.
Are from him.
But then also he did tell me, listen, pick movements that you can do every day as well. So there are certain types of stretches there, facial, for instance, facial massage stretches there that I came up with myself, because as the years progressed, I started feeling my expressions were becoming a bit less in the right side. So those are things that I added on to my own presentations, things that have helped me through the years. And so there's a whole lot of list of, it's like an arsenal, basically, of rehabilitation movements there that anybody can do, whether they are seated down, very low impact as well.
And that's also what I noticed when you talked about the seated, you know, being in a seated position. You did a lot of those within that position, which tells people, hey, you can do this even if you're seated.
For sure.
Which is for sure. Huge help, right, with people in our situation.
Exactly, because there's varying severities and degrees of FSHD. And so we have to keep that in mind as well. And we don't know, for instance, I don't know my situation in the next 5 years, how it's going to be.
Right.
And so I have to kind of be versatile with the sort of movements that I do now and try to keep in mind that I actually want to do this for as long as possible.
You mentioned the term flossing or nerve flossing.
Yes.
What's kind of the definition of that, or what are the movements that you do to achieve that? Because I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so outside of seeing you on Fit and Fit, I mean, I saw the videos of you doing it too. I was like, all right. But for those that don't know.
Yeah. So nerve flossing, as the name suggests itself, kind of like when you floss your teeth with a piece of flossing, nerves also need to glide and kind of have a free range of motion along the muscles that they control and send signals to. So in this similar way that muscles become tight and kind of need to be stretched out, same way that nerves do as well. And so I kind of, after stretching is not really the optional word, but maybe to be freed up, because they do become impinged, particularly in our own situations with inflammation and compensatory patterns that our body may have. So such as when our forearms kind of take over the roles that our biceps have, because due to the weakened muscles that we have. So that kind of what happens. So I saw this when I was speaking with my buddy who has Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
We were in a full foam class together, and we kind of were talking about his extreme muscle contractures, you know, where his arms are always in that very tight position. And so I was like, you know what, when I get home, I'm going to try and do the opposite of that. I'm just going to, I'll stretch my arm as far as I can. Maybe not the wisest of decisions that I did, because once I stretched out my arm like that, it was almost as if the God of Thunder himself had struck a bolt of lightning through my right arm. I literally thought it was going to fall off.
Oh my.
But actually, I started to realize, no, that's actually for the first time, maybe in my entire life, I've activated or sent signals through these nerves that are going through my arms. And I didn't know what type of nerves these were. Whether this was right or wrong, I knew I need to find a way of doing this in a much more helpful manner. So I did my own research, and I came to find that my ulna nerve and my median nerve in particular were the ones that were really impinged. So for anyone who knows, who wants to find out, the ulna nerve are the ones you feel sensations with them on your fifth finger, which is your pinky, and on your ring finger as well. So that's the ulna nerve. You can also feel it when you outstretch a bit. You can kind of put your head down. You can feel sensations right there. And then the median nerve, as the name suggests, within the it goes kind of through the medium portion of your arm. You can feel sensations of those through the ring finger itself, the middle finger and index finger, and a bit through your thumb as well. So within that feeling fit sessions, I did address those nerve flossings or nerve glidings. And there are a few examples of those through those videos as well.
How did the FSHD Society find you and then have you do these exercises? Because these are phenomenal. I mean, I've watched them. Yeah. They're easy to watch, easy to follow. I suggest everyone do that for sure and make it part of your daily routine, or at least pieces of them if that works for you. But so how did the FSHD Society get in contact with you and then organize that up?
Oh, that's one of those long stories, you know, as they say.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's one of those long stories, but I'll get to the gist of it. When I started moving to Port, when I moved to Port Elizabeth, I made sure to immerse myself within the community of the disabled persons, because I didn't know my situation. It was becoming a lot worse. And I kind of thought, let me get inspiration from those who are in a position that I believe that they can still become very inspirational towards me, you see. And so I immersed myself within that community. And through them, through the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation of South Africa, I was introduced to Christel Ross, Veros, Christel Ross Vero. Yeah, from the FHD Society. And that's when I actually became got into contact with the FHD. And since then, I've been through with their sessions, I've been to their sessions, and I've been in contact with them. And that's kind of how I built my relationship with the FHD Society from overseas. And for the first time when I was speaking with them, I was like, wow, I'm actually speaking to people from Atlanta, from Canada. I'm like, yeah. And now I'm
Yeah.
all the way in South Africa, you know? So yeah, that was quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean the reach that you've made, you know, across continents to share what you do to get your body activated, do more, keep it moving is really important. I don't think there's enough of it. So the fact you're able to bring that and like I said in the videos, folks, this is like these are simple movements. These are not complicated things. It's going to equal good results. So is the key then kind of commitment and consistency with these things, with these exercises?
Oh, for sure. These are movements that I do on the daily, even on the hourly. So even when I'm at work, I'm studying, you'll just find me maybe out stretching my arm, maybe on the sly, because you know I don't want folks to kind of look around, hey, what is happening with him? But these are movements that I keep with, and it's something that I would definitely like to say to anybody that has been recently diagnosed with FSHD. If you're watching this video, you're probably doing the right thing as well, because it means you are in the right space. Of getting yourself inside a community, inside a support group of others that you never thought probably have this condition of yours, whether you are just feeling these symptoms, but you are will be able to gain a lot of motivation, a lot of support as well. And that is something that I cannot put a price on, and it has really helped me in particular.
Yeah, that's phenomenal advice. As that definitely would be one of my final questions was, you know, what is the advice you give to that person? It sounds like the advice is you're already doing it, or right? You're already finding this video, you're already listening to this podcast with your segment about how to stay active, how to get going. Lastly, what's that emotional struggle like within you to continue to do it every day? You know, there's emotional side or the physical side. You're clearly attacking the physical. And how do you manage the emotional side of this disease?
Oh yeah, the emotional side. They say comparison is the thief of joy, you know, and it's very difficult as humans to not compare ourselves to others because that's kind of how we better ourselves. But I try to always remember the Lonwabo from 10 years ago. If he knew the things that I knew right now, I mean, he would be ecstatic to find that he has such an optimistic future, you see. So instead of wanting to become a rugby star, instead of becoming to wanting to become a track and field athlete, no, realize that where I am right now, of having met these amazing individuals, having learned what I've learned and the research that I've been able to do to actually better the situation that I'm in and help others, is something that is super phenomenal. And as I say, that's the emotional aspect of it, not trying to compare yourself to others, but realizing that what you have right now and what you're learning and you're going through will help you increasingly throughout your future.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Then, with that being said, we know that these exercises are out there at FSHDSociety.org. But if people wanted to kind of find more about what you do, what's a good way to find you or contact you?
Yeah,
Uh-oh.
sorry about
Yeah, we're
that.
losing you soon.
The power kind of went
You
out
warned
there.
me. You warned me. Yeah.
I warned you about that.
Yeah. Next question.
So you asked me if people want to contact me, right?
Yes.
You can contact me via email. So lonwabonene98@gmail.com. And whenever I actually put out a video, whether it was on Instagram about FSHD or such as the Feeling Fit sessions, I would get a good amount of inboxes, you know, of folks just wanting to find out more help and how more I can help them. So I'm definitely thinking about actually branching out and maybe creating my own website or a more accessible platform so that folks can really get in touch with me, and maybe I will be able to provide a lot more helpful content within the FSHD and AMD community.
That's a beautiful idea. I love that. I'm all on board. Let me know if you need any investors in that. I'll totally help you out, whatever I can do. Lumwamba, sure. I love your attitude. I'm going to follow you more and more. And thanks for being on here. Thanks for taking your time. I know that you're in a power blackout situation where you're at, so I appreciate you riding it out with us. And hopefully we can connect again and talk some more.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Cheers to you, sir. Thank you. So that is Lumwamba. I'll tell you, man, he is one of the, I think, premier, right? Type personalities that we need in this community. First time I have talked to him to in that extent as an interview and this and that, and the interactions I had, email, very, very responsive and excited to be on the show. And I think that did show in this case. But Lumwamba is good to me. Like, he looks physical, right? He looks like he can like go run a marathon or participate in sports, but he's battling what we're battling. I get the same outward response from people when they see me too. They think, well, Tim, you're coaching baseball. You're active. I'm pushing hard through the pain or through the discomfort, making constant changes in how I do things so I can still do them. I'm gonna break down for me. I saw both the Feeling Fit videos multiple times, but neither time was I prepared in what I was going to take away from it. I guess my point is, when you watch it, make sure you either have a piece of paper or something you're going to write down, or the exercises you can find, and then start creating that plan for yourself. That's my goal next, because I do see a physical therapist. I mentioned this in a past episodes, but my physical therapist is not one that specializes in this disease. In fact, I kind of am glad he doesn't. He specializes in working with an average Joe person dealing with pain or recovery from surgery, but he also deals with athletes. He deals with and works with, his customer base is like MMA fighters and those kinds of people that are extreme athletes in some cases. I don't want to be looked at differently and then everything is completely converted to the point where, is it really doing anything, or a feel sorry for me kind of attitude with the person I'm working with? So I'm really excited the fact that Lumwamba kind of gives me that same impression. Regardless of the disease, he's acting like an athlete. He works out like the athlete he is. He hasn't lost the sense of that. I think there's pride in being that person. Doesn't matter what age or what abilities you have. Don't be scoffing at me right now and saying, Tim, give me a break. There's no way in my wheelchair, power chair, equipment I use, I can be this athlete. Sure, the athlete is not just the body. It's also the state of mind. If you train and you get your mind right around the fact that you are athletic in what you're doing or trying to do or become more athletic, you become an athlete in your mind. And that translates into more confidence and then use of your body, whatever that is. I talk a lot to my players about what are excuses and what are reasons. There's a big difference. A reason is, this is why I can't do this, but I try anyway, I adapt, I work around, I work through whatever I can do. An excuse is I stop, I can't, and those types of things. So there's a big difference between the two. So Lumwamba kind of tells me, based on the word choices he used, that he perseveres. The word immersed himself in the community of people that were coping with similar things that he did. I agree that you need to do that as a person. For instance, I'm not a very positive person, to be honest with you, by nature. I need to surround myself with positive people. My partner I'm in business with, Mike Palmer, is extremely positive compared to me. I need to be around that person so that I can become more positive in what I do. Does it last forever? Does it kind of go back to old ways or whatever your personality is more designed for? Absolutely. So just like anything else, you need a diet of it. And then going back to, that's like the mental side of this. And then, of course, the physical is, I agree that if we had a routine that you could follow, and if Lumwamba could come up with that website, I'm not lying, I would totally invest in that idea and go, I'm all in for this. This is perfect. This is exactly what our community needs. This kind of go-to, that it's consistent and it's made for us. So I look forward to what he does, look forward to what he's about. So the name spelling, you know, you can see that on the posting, Lunwabo Nene, and at 98@gmail.com is his email. Fill his inbox. Love to have him back. I knew we had a short amount of time with him because of what they deal with the blackout situations and stuff that they go through at in South Africa. So we had about 20 minutes to get that in. I'm glad we did. I'm glad he connected and that we could finally get an interview with him. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So my takeaway for the whole interview is email him, watch those videos again of Feeling Fit with FSHD, break it down to things you can do daily, or he even said hourly. And I think it's just going to help us all out to continue with the movement. Find that PT, find that person in your corner that you can utilize and help push things through for you and be a part of those groups. So the Feeling Fit, there's other things out there with it, like Feeling Fit, Wellness Hour, Women on Wellness, for our young people, early onset and the early onset parents roundtable. There's all those groups involved. But the Feeling Fit with FSHD, definitely be about that. There are more people involved in that than just Lunwabo. There are other experts in that field, and check it out. All at fshdsociety.org. So thanks for being here on another great episode of FSHD Straight Talk. That's right. It's still FSHD Radio, brought to you by FSHD Society, but we get straight to the talk, talking right to the people in the community. That's what this show is about. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Take care.